My name is Brian. I'm here at the library with my mom and my brother Andrew and my sister Emily. You are listening. Check it in, check it out. A radio show for kids. All about the library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you to Brian Enns, who helped us out with the introductions for tonight's show. I'm Julie Berry, your host at Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from 105.9 DeBrigg, right here on the main street of Elmer, Ontario. Oma, Opa, Grammy, Nana, Papa, Granddad, Gramps, Granny. Do any of these names sound familiar? I guess so. These are some of the names kids give to very important people in their lives, grandparents. I called my grandparents Grandma and Grandpa. But I was doing a little research and I found a lot of other names for grandparents. For example, there's Mimsy and Mima and Mema for Grandma. And for Grandpa, how about Grandpappy, Gumpa, or Pam-paw-pop, or Popsy? Some more modern names for Grandma are Memer and G-Dog and Geezer Girl. Hey, I don't like that one. And here's a couple of Grandpa names that I'm not too sure about. Dador, Dabadoo, and Wampa. Whatever you call them. Grandparents are special people, and most kids like to hang out with them, no matter what their names are. When I looked for books about grandparents at the library, I found out that there are a lot of them. Our first story is called Yoko's Show and Tell by Rosemary Wells. It's about a family of cats, and Yoko is the little girl kitten of the family. Yoko and her family live here in Canada. She calls her grandmother Obasan, and she calls her grandfather Ojasan. That's because Yoko and her family are Japanese Canadians. Her grandparents live far, far away in Japan, and they don't get to see their little granddaughter very often at all. Have you found a nice, snuggly place to curl up and listen to Yoko's Show and Tell? If you're very, very lucky, maybe you've even found the nice, soft lap of a grandma or a grandpa. Here goes. One afternoon, when the wind blew and the snow flew, the mailman knocked on the door. He had a package for Yoko. It had come all the way from Japan. Yoko opened the package carefully. Inside was a little doll in a kimono. By the way, a kimono is like a special kind of robe that people wear in Japan. There was a note from Yoko's Obasan and Ojisan, her granny and granddad in Japan. My name is Miki. Long ago I belonged to your mama, before that to your Abasan and great Abasan. Please sit me on my red carpet and bring me candy until girls' day. Obasan and Ojasan will visit soon after. I guess I should tell you, before I go any farther, that in Japan there's a special day every year called Girls' Day. Girls' Day is on March 3rd. It's a doll festival, and parents display little dolls in their homes to wish their daughters good health and happiness. And boys don't feel bad because there's also a Boys' Day. On May 5th is the Boys' Festival, and on this day, parents fly kites as a symbol of courage and strength to celebrate their sons. So, Yoko has a little doll called Miki. Yoko's mama helped Yoko arrange the red carpet for Miki. Yoko placed Miki in the window and brought her candy each morning. By evening, the candy was gone. At last, the morning of Girls' Day came, March 3rd. Yoko brought Miki a platter of peach blossom cakes that her mama had made in honor of the celebration. At my school, they don't know about Girls' Day, said Yoko. I will take Miki to school for show and tell. Miki is too delicate to take to school, said Yoko's mama. Please, 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 mama, said Yoko. Yoko's mama shook her head. In her big no voice, she told Yoko, we don't trouble, or trouble will trouble us. But Yoko was too excited about Girls' Day. Everyone in my class will love you, she said to Miki. I'll bring you right home, and Mama will never know. On the school bus, the Franks saw Miki peeking out of Yoko's coat. What's that, Yoko? Asked Frank. You'll see in show and tell, said Yoko. I want to see now. Frank grabbed Miki from Yoko. He tossed Miki all the way down the aisle of the school bus. No, said Yoko. Please, no. Hey, this is fun, said the other Frank. Back and forth Miki went. At last, Miki bounced off the ceiling and landed in a mud puddle on the bus floor. We're going to be in so much trouble with Mrs. Jenkins, it's not even funny, said the Franks. In school, Mrs. Jenkins asked, Do you have a show-and-tell surprise for us today, Yoko? Yoko could not answer. Yoko could not do her singing or drawing. She could not eat lunch. Mrs. Jenkins called Yoko's mama. Yoko's mama drove Yoko home from school. Tea and sweet bean candy will make you feel better, my little lotus flower, said Yoko's mama. But nothing helped. I'll get Miki, said Yoko's mama. She'll make you smile. No, said Yoko. Yoko brought out poor, ruined Miki. Do you still love me? Yoko asked her mama. Yoko's mama whispered, You have made a bad mistake, my little lotus flower, but I love you just as much as ever. We will take Miko to the emergency room of Dr. Kiroshura's doll hospital, said Yoko's mama. Oh, what a terrible accident, said Dr. Kiroshura. Miki will have to go into surgery right away. All week long, Yoko went to the doll hospital during visiting hours. Yoko brought red bean candy and sat next to Miki's bed. Dr. Kiroshura mended Miki's arms. He repaired the crack in her face and applied a new nose. Miki's lips were repainted so smoothly and neatly you could see no scars at all. Yoko's mama sewed a brand new kimono of flowered silk. Yoko made Miki a pair of new white cotton socks. Miki may go home tomorrow, said Dr. Kiroshura. Miki was all ready for Oba-san and Oji-san's springtime visit from Japan. Oba-san admired Miki's new kimono. She is so beautiful and not one scratch after all these years, she said. Who is that outside scrubbing the steps and raking all the peach blossoms and pulling up the weeds? Asked Oji-san. Well, can you guess who that is at the very end of the book? It's a picture of the Franks, two naughty little puppies who are doing all kinds of work to make up for what they did to Miki. That was a great story. And there's a couple of names to add to our list of names for grandmothers and grandfathers. Oba-san for grandmother and Oji-san for grandfather. Now, we have time for one more little story. The title is Grandma, According to Me, and it was written by Karen Magnuson Beal. The illustrations are by Ted Rand. My grandma has a lap that is big enough to hold me and my sister at the same time, but I like it best when it's all mine. Grandma's lap is as soft as a pillow. There are no corners, sharp edges, or bony places that poke me while I listen to a story. She says she's fat. I say she's round. She says she's plump. I say she's comfortable. My grandma reads me books. Her voice is soft and low and makes me feel good. She says it's deep like dark molasses. I say it's sweet like honey. She says it's low like grandpa's. I say it's like music. My grandma bakes the best cookies in the world, and lots of them. She says, Oops, one broke, another reject from the cookie factory. I say, yum. My grandma has a drawer in her room that I can look in any time I want. It has rings and necklaces, little bottles of perfume, scarves, and even a slip to put on my hair when I'm pretending to be a bride. She says it's a mess. I say it's easier to find things that way. She says the jewelry is fake, just colored glass and rhinestones. But I know they're diamonds and rubies and emeralds and solid gold. And every time I visit, I get to keep one treasure from the drawer. But the drawer never gets empty. My grandma has long fingers and can make giant droopy bubbles with the bath soap. When I sleep at grandma's house, we make bubbles in the tub, and we always forget to wash me. She says, "Time to get out. Your hands are all wrinkly." I say, "These are my grandma hands. I like them this way." But my favorite part of my grandma is her face. It has lines all over. When I was little, I used to call them crinkles. My little sister calls them winkles. Grandma says they're wrinkles. I say they are her storylines. My grandma has a story for every single wrinkle on her face, and that's a lot of stories. Most of them come with stories about my mother when she was a little girl. On Grandma's shelf, there are 15 jars of creams and lotions. These are to wipe away the wrinkles. She calls them wrinkle removers. She says, "Out, out, you wrinkles," as she smears on gooey pink stuff. And then she says, "Abracadabra," and peeks in the mirror. I say, "Don't ever lose any. I'm glad the gooey pink stuff doesn't work." When Grandpa gets the camera out, my grandma always turns away and hides or pretends she needs to do something in the kitchen right away. "This many wrinkles would break the camera," she says. "Please be in the picture with me," I say. "I want a picture of you and me with all our stories to keep forever." She says, "I think that I have gotten even more wrinkles since you've been around." I say, "That's great. Which ones are mine?" Then Grandma smiles, and there's my answer. That story makes me feel better about my wrinkles. I have a few. I need a rib tickler. Here's one that made me laugh. What's wet and says, "How do you do?" 16 times. Two octopuses shaking hands.
Yes, see you today. Hello. Hi, hello. 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 Hi. Hello, hi, hello.
Here's Wesley with our credits for tonight's show.
Check It In, Check It Out is brought to you through the generous support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario. Thanks for listening.
And thank you, Wesley. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 in the afternoon. We love it when you listen. Now, stay tuned for a message from Mary, the library assistant at the Elmer Old Town Hall Library.
Good day, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kinga by the Elgin County Library. I hope you have this program geglaicht. I'm and Mary Ham, and I'm Schof by the Elmer Library. We have a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and you can crack day what you want for. They are all new up. The open stunts are on the library there to sign. You can phone the phone number as 519-631-1500-09 when you noch more information fehlt. Bitte kommt nan and seid what we han in unser libraries zum Junt and Juna Familia, Matt Halton.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.